The Tao of Self-Confidence, Episode 454.
Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.
Well, hello, friend. Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. I'm your host today, Sheena Yap Chan, and today I have a phenomenal woman on the show today. She's a body positive advocate, a model, and an author, and you might have heard her the previous episode about her sister sharing her story, and you know, I'm just really excited to have her on today. And without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to Dana Gutierrez. Dana, how are you today? Maybe you can fill in a little bit more about yourself to our listeners.
Hi, Sheena. Glad to be here with you. I'm a body positive advocate. My sister and I started the body positive revolution back in 2009. We weren't really expecting it to be this revolution, this sort of movement in the Philippines, but it just became that. And just a few years, just last 2016, I believe, 2016, we wrote a book. It's called The Big Fat Book of Self-Love. And it's a compilation of our ex-blog, our very first blog, theplumpandi.com. And then we collated all our favorite blog posts, and then we added more. So it's one cohesive book. And now I'm currently in fashion school. Hopefully I want to be, you know, catering to the plus-size demographic. And I also like makeup artistry. And we do public speaking as well. And of course, plus-size modeling for retail brands here in the Philippines.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And, you know, I really love what you guys are doing, you know, especially promoting positive body, you know, image, because it's like we still see a lot of magazine covers and pictures that are like altered to a T, not realizing like, you know, it's totally different than what we see, right? So it's really important to promote, you know, what authentic like self-confidence is. So I really love what you and your sister are doing. And what's your cultural background?
Cultural background. Well, I grew up here in the Philippines, and we're a family of women since my mom is a single mom, and my grandma, when she hasn't remarried yet, she was also a single parent for a time. And being surrounded by women who were simply dissatisfied with their bodies really made us believe that you can't be happy in the body you're in. On top of that, you add media, you add fat shaming as a way of humor here in the Philippines. And basically that just made me think that growing up in a fat body is a horrible thing. Like you have no right to life, you have no right to joy. You just have to simply change the way you look in order to be happy or to be satisfied or fulfilled. So a lot of these elements, a lot of these external factors are at play, you know, with how we see our bodies growing up.
Thanks for sharing that. And yeah, I mean, you know, in the Philippines, there's always like this one standard of beauty, right? It's like, if you're not skinny enough, if you're too dark, you're not considered pretty. And it's such a shame because there's so many beautiful people out there. And if they just realize, you know, what they see in the mirror inside and out, they can see so much beauty in themselves. So I really, you know, glad that you share that. And what's your favorite self-confidence quote?
My favorite self-confidence quote is from beautyredefined.net, and they say that my body is not an ornament, my body is an instrument. So basically, they're trying to spread the body positive gospel that you don't have to be so focused on making your body a project to continuously work on. You can live in the now, you can experience life, you can pursue health, and we are beyond our looks. I think that's one of the most important things that we have to share to our women today. Some of us get so caught up with our externals that we forget to build our character. We forget to focus on the insides and focus on the other things that we can offer apart from looking good.
Thanks for sharing that. And I love that quote that you mentioned, because so many of us sometimes we're like, you know, when I get this perfect body, you know, I'll be able to live, not realizing you can just live in the present moment. And, you know, whatever happens, it's going to happen. It's just learning to, you know, embrace it, right? You know, we're going to have bad days. We're going to have days where we feel like we just want a tub of ice cream, but we'll get through it. So really, I really love that quote. And Dana, in your own words, how do you define self-confidence?
Self-confidence is really embracing who you are, flaws and all, and learning how to work on yourself. Because I think it's possible to love yourself just the way you are and still become a better woman. You know, there's always that better version of yourself that we can keep working towards on. And I think confidence is that, learning how to embrace your strengths, your weaknesses, and allowing other girls to experience that empowerment, because it's really passing on the torch that makes a confident woman a confident woman, because there's no competition. Shouldn't feel the need to bring other women down, you know, because I believe women should uplift other women.
Thanks for sharing that. And I love that definition. And I'm with you on that too. You know, instead of, you know, standing behind or in front, we all walk together side by side. And that's what will build a stronger, you know, union, you know, especially with women, right? So thanks for sharing that. And Dana, what was your life like before your discovery of self-confidence?
Oh, wow. I just really had low self-esteem, although I tried to... I think I played it up with my humor, but in reality, I was just so desperate for attention. I wanted the validation. I couldn't stand being alone. I always felt the need to get skinnier or just look better, always look better. I think that was my goal before, to always look better, to always improve my physique. And it got me into this obsessive calorie counting and obsessive exercising, which really just made me, I mean, mentally unhealthy. People might assume that I was looking better, that I was losing all the weight, but in reality, in my mental space, was just being obsessed with this weight issue. And I think health is still an overall thing. It's not just a person looking a certain way.
Thanks for sharing that. And I think, you know, a lot of people deal with this, right? I mean, you know, we go through this fitness journey, we look great, and then, you know, nobody teaches us what happens after, especially mentally, right? It's like you eat a cupcake and you feel so bad, right? I've been through it, and it's like, I didn't even know about it till, like, I wasn't even aware about it till later, not realizing, like, you know, if I gained a pound, it was the end of the world. It's like, you know, I wish, you know, sometimes people who dealt with fitness also dealt with the mental part of it, right? Because it's everything. It's not just the physical. It's also the mental. Because what happens when you do eat a cupcake? A lot of people feel like it's the end of the world. Like they feel bad. They, you know, think about it. And it's just like, it's a cupcake. It's not the end of the world, right? And what was that point in your life when you realized, you know, you didn't have to seek validation. You know, you're beautiful just the way you are. What was that aha moment?
My aha moment, I think it's figuring out who created beauty and what his standards of beauty are. Because the world will always, it will always be different. You know, every decade, it's a different body trend. Every season, it's a different look. So I really had to dig deep. And it was when I became very serious in my Christian faith that made me realize God created us so diversely for a reason. And when I came across one of the verses in songs where there is no flaw in you, you are perfect in every way. And I think that's just me. That really sparked something in me, making me realize that, wow, the God of the universe, the God who made me, sees no flaw in me. And he made me a person with a big body. And I can be healthy and I can be happy and I can be productive as an individual. And realizing that and embracing that really changed my life.
Thanks for sharing that. And I love, you know, that Bible verse that you mentioned, there's no flaw in you. And, you know, I mean, we're perfect just the way we are, right? Other people's perception of perfection is not our concern. The more when we can just focus on ourselves to get better and realize our true worth, that's when we can have that confidence to go out there and, you know, whether spread our message or go after what we want. And, you know, because of this realization, what's your life been like now?
Wow, well, my life has been not perfect. You know, I still have the days where I feel like, oh, this gut is still so big, or oh, my arms. But you know what? It's really being surrounded by like-minded women and always reminding myself that when these thoughts creep in, I have to ask myself, what's the dialogue? What's the conversation that's been going on in my mind that's making me believe these lies? So now it's been hard, you know, but it's also been amazing just to pass on this body positive journey to other women, to invite them to walk with us in this journey of towards self-love. And to talk about this in a safe and authentic space, like we just started Self Love Club a few months ago. And it's just really our project to build communities and to build stronger women who are empowered through body positivity. And yeah, it's been a ride, you know, it's been a good ride.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And, you know, to the woman who's listening to your episode, she may be in her own journey of self-confidence. What'd be that one tip you would give to her?
One tip would be to remove everything toxic in your life. May it be in the media you consume, magazines, TV shows, social media accounts you follow, so-called friendships that bring you down or make you feel bad about your body. Or I think that's it. You have to create a healthy space. It's not selfish if you want to prioritize yourself.
Thanks for sharing that great tip, Dan. I do believe, you know, removing everything toxic, you know, really helps us create the space where we can become a better version of ourselves. So I love that tip that you mentioned. And, you know, if our listeners wanted to get to know a little bit more about you and what you do, or check out, you know, the movement that you and your sister have created, is there any links or social media profiles we can connect with?
Yes, please check out my personal blog. It's thedanasaurus.blogspot.com. And I'm also on Instagram. I reply to all the people who comment on my stuff there, and I really want it to be a conversation. I even ask some of my followers to message me if they want advice or if they want to just chat. My handle is thedanasaurus. That's thedanasaurus. And of course, please check out our website, plump.ph. That's also our handle on Instagram. Thanks so much, Sheena.
Thanks again. And to our listeners, if you want to connect with Dana, you can also head on over to the taoofselfconfidence.com and search for Dana's name. Her show notes will pop up along with everything else that we talked about. And I just really want to thank Dana for taking the time to share her story and tips with us on self-confidence. So thank you again, Dana.
Thanks, Sheena. God bless you. Have a great day.
Thanks again. And to our listeners, be on the lookout for another new episode of Another Amazing Woman's Journey to Self-Confidence. And we'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.
Thank you for tuning in to another amazing episode of The Tao of Self-Confidence. Sign up for our free membership site to get more amazing resources for self-confidence by visiting our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.